Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. The National MS Society is hosting the Bike MS Los Angeles Coastal Challenge on May 14th and 15th, a fun two-day ride where cyclists go out and ride in beautiful Los Angeles while at the same time raising funds to cure MS. On the line to tell us more is JJ Hoffman, Senior Specialist for Bike MS Los Angeles. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you, Pepper, for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
JJ, start by telling us, what is MS or multiple sclerosis?
Oh, well, MS is an autoimmune disorder that attacks the coating, the protective coating on the nerves. So that results in nerve damage. And since the nervous system is in charge of the body, then depending on where that damage is, the symptoms are different from person to person. So that can mean loss of vision, loss of movement, pain, balance issues, coordination. A lot of people get brain fog, and a lot of people have trouble adapting to extreme temperatures, speech impairment, difficulty swallowing. The list goes on and on. I mean, you can imagine the brain, your neurological system is in charge of everything. And, you know, when people get diagnosed, oftentimes they're diagnosed with relapsing remitting MS, but if it's not treated, then generally they'll get progressive MS, which, you know, is really detrimental.
And tell us about the National MS Society.
Sure. The National MS Society, we've been around for just 75 years now, or actually I should say a good 75 years. When the society started, there was no cure or no treatment for MS. So they really have been at the forefront of every single breakthrough towards a cure. You know, in the early days when you would get diagnosed with MS, you were given basically an expiration date. And the whole idea was just to try and keep people as comfortable as possible. It, you know, we call it diagnosed and adios. But now there are dozens of disease-modifying drugs that are on the market. And thanks to those, we're really halting the progress of MS. So we are so very, very close to a cure. The MS Society has been raising these funds, giving them to researchers, finding the answers to this mystery. Also, the MS Society provides support and programs to people who are living with MS so that they can thrive.
What is your role in the organization? How did you become involved in this?
Well, I am a longtime bike commuter. I've lived in Los Angeles for 32 years now, and I've been biking around Los Angeles all that time. And I started bike events for other associations, and now I'm doing bike events for the MS Society. And, you know, I really love being on my bike. And one of the things I like to say is, look at all the good that bikes can do. They're great for your body. They're great for your mind. They're great for the environment. And we can all get together and raise funds and awareness to cure MS. What can be better? Well, so I've been with the society for 4 years now.
The Bike MS LA Coastal Challenge is coming up on May 14th and 15th. What do we need to know in terms of who, when, and where?
Well, this is a really fun event. It's an epic two-day adventure. We have two start locations, one in Ventura and one in Santa Monica. So if you start in Ventura, you can do a very easy, flat 30-mile ride along the river path there in Ventura. Or if you start in Santa Monica, we've got a little more challenging rides. The 62-mile ride is going to take cyclists from Santa Monica onto PCH, and we're just going to hug the coast all the way to Ventura. And then the 105-mile ride is more challenging. You're going to follow along with the 60-milers and then detour up Malibu Canyon Road, get up to Mulholland, then whoosh, down Encinal Canyon, and then back to PCH. And we're just going to have a really, really, really wonderful time. Then, after the rides, we're all going to party together at the San Buenaventura State Beach Park and have a, just a really fantastic, epic party. And then go to sleep and then wake up the next day, do it again. We'll have a nice, easy, flat 30-mile ride that's right along the coast. Gorgeous views. You can see the beautiful beaches of Ventura, which are all the surfers and the wildlife. And it's just fantastic. Or you can do a 50-mile ride that combines the best of everything. We've got the coast, you've got the river path, and then we're going to climb up around Ojai, have a fantastic view over Lake Casitas, all the way to the ocean, and then a lovely downhill down to the coast, and then back to the expo. So the other wonderful thing about this event is we really cater to teams. So we love teams. We love our corporate teams, and we love our friends and family teams. So some of our corporate teams include like Warner Brothers, Point B, Capital Group, Left Hand Brewing. We have a wonder, and they're also bring us our beer. Thank you, Left Hand. and then our friends and family team are comprised of people who, a lot of them ride with MS. We do have a nice swath of people who are riding with MS. They are facing the challenge. They are facing what is possibly ailing them that day, but they're getting on their bikes and they're riding. And I tell you what, the spirit of this ride is like no other ride. I've been producing bike events in Los Angeles for 16 years now, and the last 4 years I've been with MS Society. There is nothing like the spirit of a bike MS ride. The joy, the tears, the camaraderie, all of that is so thick in the air. And we party, we celebrate everything we've accomplished. Because not only have we ridden all of these miles, but we've raised thousands and thousands of dollars. This year, our goal is to raise $400,000. And we feel very confident we'll get there. But of course, we want to even surpass that goal if we can. I'd like to get to 500,000. So that's going to take as many people really pulling together, making those asks, and digging deep and seeing what they can help contribute towards such a great cause.
So how much does it cost to register for this event? And do people need to register in advance?
Yes, they do. The minimum to ride is just $350, which is actually quite achievable. And we have really easy ways of getting that accomplished. You can use social media to seek donors. And I know personally, after just a couple of posts on Facebook, I have already met the minimum, but I go higher. I want to reach 1,000, because if you reach 1,000, you start getting prizes. There's jerseys, there's socks, there's water bottles, there's all these fun things that we provide to our wonderful fundraisers as gifts to thank them for everything they do. We have such great perks. It's fantastic, but our participants really deserve it.
And what makes this such a unique event?
Well, especially the fact that we've got those people who ride with MS, and so many of the participants, if they don't have MS themselves, but they have a loved one who has it, or a friend, or someone in their family who maybe has passed on. When you're riding and when you're together, what you're really feeling is that determination, that hope for a cure, and the thoughtfulness of the caring for one of our, you know, that loved one that's passed. One of our participants, who's also our sponsor, is Shamar Moore, who's the star of SWAT and was the star of Criminal Minds. His mother recently passed. She had MS, and he's determined, and he's such a big supporter of ours. He comes out, he brings his smile and his love of everybody and his appreciation for all the hard work that everybody has done, that everybody there has put into making this event possible and being a part of it. Signs autographs, he takes pictures, he's just, it's wonderful. So there's a lot of combined elements in there. You've got those people who are so grateful for your help that have MS. Some are in chairs and they'll hand you a medal for crossing the finish line because they themselves can't ride, but they are appreciative and they fundraise as well. They lead teams as well. One of our team captains, she just did a bingo night to raise money. She raised $2,500 in one night. and she has MS and she's in a chair. So she won't be riding, but she'll be there putting medals on to all the finishers. I mean, that's pretty special. And just try not being moved when you cross the finish line after riding 105 miles and then have somebody living with MS so grateful and putting a medal on you.
I've been speaking with JJ Hoffman, Senior Specialist for Bike MS Los Angeles. The Bike MS Los Angeles Coastal Challenge coming up on May 14th and 15th. This super fun two-day ride, open to what sounds like all levels of cyclership.
Mm-hmm.
How can we support this event?
Well, we'd love it if people could come out and volunteer. Just take part in this in some way. We've got rest stops that you can come and help pass out bars, our participants. We've got the expo where you can cheer people as they cross the finish line. That's so much fun. That's another part of this ride that's really fun. Everybody on the sidelines that's just cheering people on is just really great. And we need people to come and do that. So if you'd like to come and volunteer, please, please let us know. Also, you can donate. And both of those things you can do by just going to bikemslosangeles.org. And you can, if you want to volunteer, click the contact us button. If you want to donate, there's a big button right front and center that says donate. That's bikemslosangeles.org.
And give us that website again.
Bikemslosangeles.org.
And is there anything else you want us to know?
I love riding bicycles. I love putting on bike events. And this one is really, really special. The views that you're going to see from this bike ride are, they just cannot be downplayed. Also, this bike ride has a theme. It's called the SoCal Vibe Ride. Every year we try to come up with a theme. And so this year's theme is SoCal Vibe. And that means what it is to you that is great about living here in Southern California. And people are going to express that as they decorate their team tents, as they, the clothing that they wear, and rest stops that we have. So that's going to be another fun thing. Another thing that I really wanted to express, because I love living here in Southern California and I love biking around here too. So that's going to be a part of it. And I really hope you come out and just celebrate with us, celebrate everything. It's been 2 years that we haven't been able to put on this ride because of quarantine. So boy, oh boy, are we going to party this year? This is a really, really, really good year to join us, because we are going to party like we'll never be able to do it again. Because now we know it's possible.
Amen to that. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. Thank you for caring about our community. And I hope you have a very successful bike ride the weekend of May 14th and 15th.
Pepper, thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And thank you, Odyssey, so much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.